No, it's a big waste, and it's an awful shame. This is a way that you can strike out and make a difference and just support something that is different.
For years, the FCC had rules preventing, you know, any one entity from owning too many media outlets in any given market to ensure that there was a diversity of viewpoint. And that's totally gone out the window now with this Communications Act of 1995, especially when it comes to reporting about legislation that affects all of us, especially legislation pertaining to the Internet and other communications technologies. And I think Off the Hook is probably one of the best sources for information about that.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting how things like this get started. I mean, we started out with the magazine 2600 back in 1984, just because it was something we wanted to do. The same thing with the radio program back in, I think, in 1990, 1989. It was a way of communicating information. After a bit of time, though, you realize the importance of doing this, the need for doing this, and the people you can help by providing this particular avenue of communication. Now, Bernie, you've been through hell in the last couple of years, and I know that a lot of BAI listeners felt like they went through hell with you. We would not have been able to share that experience. We would not have been able to share fiber optics experience of a couple of years earlier were it not for this facility being here, allowing us to talk about these issues and communicate freely. I hate to think of what might lie ahead. No doubt there's bad as well as good. But one thing is for sure, we need this place. And we need your support to keep this place here. 212-279-3400.
I felt like your station and this program in particular really kept me alive in a lot of ways, at least mentally and spiritually during my ordeal in the U.S. Criminal justice system over the past couple of years. And it really kept me going, knowing that there were a lot of people out there that supported me. And I don't know how I would have ended up if it weren't for that, but I don't think I would have come out as well as I did in the end.
Mm-hmm. I know it makes all the difference in the world. And of course, I can't speak personally from this, but from what people have told me, when you are locked up, when you're in prison, just to know that there are people out there that care, that are listening, that are writing to you, that just are keeping track of what happened to you. When you were attacked in prison last fall, the reaction here was swift and it was strong, and I think that's really what started to make the difference when people began to get fed up and say, no more of this. I shudder to think how many people are in situations like that where things happen to them and nobody hears about it.
That's right. I don't think my case was unique from the condition standpoint and from the abuse of rights in the system standpoint. I think my case was unique from a legal standpoint, from what the statute that I was charged with. But aside from that, I didn't feel that I was being treated much differently than a lot of other people who didn't have the resources that I happen to have by just being in touch with your program. Mm-hmm. So I feel sorry for all of them. And fortunately, there aren't enough radio stations out there to shed light on all the abuses that are going on. But
you see, we're trying to address that as well by increasing our presence on the net. And while it's true that right now New York City is the only place that can receive this radio program on a regular basis and live, we're trying to expand to the net so that people in other parts of the country and other parts of the world can also be a part of this. And who knows, it might wake some people up there, and we'll probably be involved in all kinds of struggles and fights in various other parts of the world as well. It's an exciting future that lies ahead, one not without danger, but something that I think we're all going to remember for a very long time. I'm told that we have reached the 10 limit for the escape accounts, so that means that the escape accounts are no longer available. We've had enough people call up for those, and we want to thank those people very much for calling and becoming a part of this. And
escape accounts are still available.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it that way. I meant only on this radio program. Yes, Roman, in fact, since you've been so generous to give us these escape accounts for the radio program, why don't you tell people who may have missed out how they can get you and get accounts directly through Escape.
Right. For the same exact offer that you just heard on BAI, we offer internet access, which is complete internet access, a Unix shell account, and a personal web page. You could call area code 212, telephone number 888-8780.
You like 8, don't you?
It's a lucky number, isn't it?
It's funny because you had the 888 exchange before the 888 area code became
a toll-free
number.
I have a really good story about that.
What's
we actually get America's Online cancel line or customer or technical support for their cancellation if they forget to dial a 1. It hits escape once in a while.
Really?
And we've signed up quite a lot of America Online users.
Oh, boy.
Like that. It was totally coincidental. Coincidental.
You sort of hijacked the call there. Actually, they kind of divert themselves to you, so yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. But yeah, that can happen.
Wow,
sometimes.
I've talked to very angry America Online users. Very angry ones.
Well, you know, I heard this story about some company called America Inline. They're a bunch of, like, you know, skaters. And apparently AT&T published their phone number as belonging to America Online. So they began getting all these phone calls. And always the people would be very, very happy to hear a human being. They say, oh, thank God, I got a human. And, of course, they had to say to them, well, you see, this is America Inline. We have nothing to do with America Online. And then the spokesperson said, and then the desperation came back.
Wow.
So yes, getting through to a human being can be a very long, drawn-out process when you deal with the bigger players in this game. The internet is comprised of individuals, you know, and we are individuals. We're the ones that decide where it's going to go. It's not decided by AT&T or MCI or AOL, any of those, you know, three-letter entities. It's you, me, all of us. Same thing with this radio station. In fact, the parallels between the internet and non-commercial radio are incredible, I think, because both are obsessed with non-censorship, with variety, with everybody having an equal say, and with just not having enough hours in the day to get everything out that you want to get out. So I think what we have seen in the past 10 years with the development of the net is a very healthy thing, and I think it's too late for big business, for big government to control it, to regulate it, to ruin it for the rest of us. So I want to thank people like Roman. I want to thank Roman.
You're welcome.
And everybody who has taken a part in building the net for what it is now. We have a lot of work ahead of us, but it's been a fun ride so far. Bernie, what's your involvement with the net right now?
I've been doing work for an internet service provider in Delaware,
mm-hmm.
and also do some freelance consulting, connectivity between LANs and internet service providers. So, keeps me busy.
Wow. Hey, we're almost at the magic number of 2,600. We're up to $2,375, which is great. That's a really good figure. I'm very happy to see that. But only a couple $100 more, and we'll be at the 2,600 mark, which I think is a very special milestone for us.
You know, so, even though I can't receive your program in Philadelphia, where I'm calling from, I'd like to pledge $50. Anyway,
you're going to pledge money? You just got out of prison, Bernie. You need your funds to get by.
I can't put a dollar figure amount on the amount of moral support and letters from people that kept me going. So $50 is a small token of thanks. So
we want to thank you for all the inspiration that has come our way from you, because, I mean, you've been through more than I think most of us will ever be through, and yet somehow you've managed to stay the same person that you always were.
I think I came out better, actually.
Yeah, you know, I've said the same thing about Fiber, too, that he's experienced a lot of really bad things, but somehow it strengthens your character. And I'm not saying everybody should go to prison. I'm saying I'm saying that they can try and hurt us, but in the end, we usually come out stronger because of the support network that we have developed. And I think that applies to BAI. I think that applies to 2600 and to the hacker community. And we're over 2600, 2625. Congratulations, everybody. All right, I want to thank these people. I just want to make sure that... okay, I want to thank David from New York. We want to thank... just initial A from Flushing. See, I don't think I'm supposed to read the last name. I don't think I'm supposed to do that. If I'm wrong about that, someone run in and tell me. But, I'm not going to read the last name because some of these names are pretty, pretty unique. And I'm not sure. Maybe people want their last name read, but maybe they don't. Okay, I want to thank Aaron from Flushing. Thanks very much for your generous contribution there. Barry from Howard Beach. David from Brooklyn. Tim from Stat. I guess that means Staten Island, right? Yeah. That or a place called Stat. No, Tim from Staten Island. Thank you very much for your pledge. Joseph from Brooklyn. Mario from the Bronx. Thank you very much for your very generous donation there. This is interesting. Jeffrey from Bolton Landing, New York. Now, where is Bolton Landing? That's an interesting... that's a very interesting place. It's area code 518. Area code 518. That is amazing. Keith from Warwich, New York. Warwich, New York, another interesting place. Actually, you know what? This is wrong. It's Warwich, New Jersey, because it's area code 908. No, you know what? That's a work number. Okay, it's Warwich, New York, because it's area code 914. Okay, that's interesting, too. I'm learning a lot about geography here. Paul from Morris Plains, New Jersey. Thank you very much for your pledge. Manoush from New York. Thank you very much. Manoush pledge because, in quotes, Bernie S. is out. Thank you very much. And that's a good reason to celebrate.
Hi, Manoush.
Yes. first initial M and last initial M as well from the Bronx. We want to thank you very much for your pledge. And let's see, how do you say this? Flavia? Forgive me if I'm saying this wrong. Flavia from Paterson, New Jersey. Thank you very much for your pledge. Mary from White Plains, we want to thank you as well. Patty from New York, thanks for your pledge for the books. Edwin from New York, thank you for your pledge. And finally, James from Brooklyn, we want to thank you for your generous donation. And it's by no means over. We have another 12 minutes left. 212-279-3400. We don't have escape accounts anymore, but we do have, for a $50 pledge, subscription to 2600 Magazine, The Hacker Quarterly. We've been coming out since 1984 and bringing you all kinds of news of hacker life, things like the Bernie S. story, the Kevin Mitnick story, and the newest in technology, the newest security holes, phone tricks, things like that. You'll get a year of that, plus you'll get a 2600 T-shirt, which you can wear proudly to work, to school, to the supermarket. You know, you get all kinds of interesting comments from people when you wear the shirt. And, you know, not all the comments are hostile either. A lot of them are very friendly. In fact, you meet people this way. You know, I've worn my 2600 shirt many times, and people have started conversations. That's kind of interesting to see how many people know about hackers and to hear the kinds of, I guess, impressions they have of hackers. And you get into all these conversations just by wearing a shirt. I know people have gotten married because of the shirt. It's happened. Yeah, people have met with this shirt on and have really, like, you know, opened up a channel of communication like you would not believe. So it's not just a shirt, okay? It could be your future. All right, for a $50 pledge, it's not a bad deal, is it? 212-279-3400. We also have the three books, the two John Lipman books, the brand new one, The Watchman, the twisted, what was it again? The Twisted Life and Crimes of Serial Hacker Kevin Paulson. You weren't here for this, Bernie, but there's a new book out all about Kevin Paulson. And then we have The Fugitive Game, Online with Kevin Mitnick, the updated version, the brand new paperback edition that has just come out, updating everybody on what has happened to Kevin over the past year. And in addition to that, the Katie Hefner book, Where Wizards Stay Up Late, about the beginnings of the net and how it all began and what it's all about. You'll get all that for a pledge of $100. 212-279-3400 is our phone number. We have a few of everything left, and we only have about 10 minutes left. So please, if you're going to call up now. And I realize now that the phone lines are different, that the lines I was looking at and saying there were no calls on the line before, that's not valid. It's the one in front of me that's valid. And I can see now there's four people online, which is really pretty good, and I hope to hear from more. Now, in case you're tuning in for the special three-hour program, well, you're going to be disappointed because we only have about 10 minutes left. It turns out that we're going to be broadcasting the president's speech. And wasn't there an OJ verdict due today or something? I heard they reached a verdict and they were going to announce it. And, of course, being here in this studio, I have no idea what's going on outside in the real world. Bernie, maybe you know.
I think they're waiting for the Goldman family to show up in court so they can announce the verdict.
Uh-huh.
So it hasn't been announced yet.
They actually wait for people to show up before.
Yeah, they want to make it a big production, I guess.
Well, I'm very curious about this. How are they going to tie it in? I mean, they got their president giving his speech at 9. Are they going to interrupt the presidential speech with a news bulletin saying they're reaching a verdict? Is the jury going to wait for the president to stop speaking? Are they going to watch the president speaking in the courtroom?
I'm sure this bad timing is making news directors tear their hair out.
News directors must be livid. Well, actually, we have news directors here, so who knows? What do we have? We've got what could be a late-breaking news bulletin. Okay, here we go. Ready? A court spokeswoman says the verdict in the O.J. Simpson trial will be read as soon as the families can reach the courtroom.
That was anticlimactic.
Yes, well, I played it out for the most I could. Okay. So I don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be an interesting night, that's for sure. But you can make it even more memorable by making it the night that you pledge support to WBAI and become part of the Off the Hook family. That's right. We're all a big family here. 212-279-3400 is our phone number. Up to $2,800. We'd like to break 3,000 in the next, I guess, 8 minutes. And is that fiber optic? You finally dropped in on us, huh? Nice of you to stop by.
Thank you.
What's going on out there?
Oh, we had a very interesting meeting at OmniPoint Communications in New Jersey.
You didn't hear me say that they sucked before. And I said, this is a radio station where I can do that, okay? I can, like, say a big company sucks, and because they're not... And I said, you know, you would defend them and say they don't suck, but we can have a conversation like that because we don't have sponsors. Imagine if OmniPoint was our sponsor and I said they sucked.
That would be terrible.
I'd be fired, all right? We'd lose them as sponsors. We'd lose money. There'd be memos sent out. There'd be all kinds. There'd be meetings, executive meetings, meetings upstairs, meetings downstairs, meetings out on the street. The listeners would suffer. Everybody would suffer.
Well, I'd take
just because I made one little remark about how their service is terrible, you know, and that's just my opinion. You know, I can express my opinion. That's the beauty of non-commercial radio. Now, I've said enough bad things about them. Why don't you say something good about them?
Okay. I take personal offense to that, being that I am a satisfied subscriber. And the president, whom we met with today, is a nice guy.
You met the president. He's not listening right now.
He's a good guy.
He's not listening. Maybe. Tell me he's not listening.
He might be.
Oh,
I don't think we told him when the show was on. We told him that we did the show.
Yeah.
And that we talked about them all the time.
You certainly didn't say what station you were on.
No, we said the station. Oh. I think we forgot to tell him that it was tonight.
Okay. Well, maybe that was a good thing. But no, you know, it's. I don't say it's going to suck for all time. I say it sucks right now because I don't think the rates are cheap enough. I mean, you're paying 60 cents a minute.
It was just lowered.
It was.
Yeah.
What, the presidential decree today?
To 49 cents. Presidential decree.
Wow. What, he does hammer on the desk and say, you shall not pay.
I told him that, and he said that he didn't think the prepay rates were fair, and they had lowered them to 49 cents instead
That's
of 60.
That's still too much. That's still more than a regular cellular phone.
This is true. Well, they're keeping it at 25 cents for... for the regular paying customers, which I could ultimately get converted to once they see that I'm an honest paying customer.
Right.
But some news is, within the next week, they'll be activating their SS7 connections to the local phone companies. So we will have caller ID passed from 9X to us and vice versa. And the new Ericsson phones, which he had one of, and he gave me one of these cool antennas.
We have $50 away from 3,000. 212-279-3400.
See this?
What is that? It's so small you can barely see it.
You're always complaining about this big, goofy antenna.
No, actually, that's the one thing I never complained about.
Really?
I never complained about your big, goofy antenna.
Well, if you had one of these phones, you'd be complaining about the big, goofy antenna.
That's a little chubby antenna.
Yeah, it's a nice little chubby antenna that you could use. The only difference is that because of its small size, you lose 2 decibels of signal.
I was going to say you could lose the antenna too.
No.
Just swallow that thing.
You do lose two decibels of signal. So like on a day like today where it's really horrible weather, it's not the best idea to use that antenna.
Really?
Because you're not going to get the greatest signal quality.
Going to improve over the years? I mean, is it always going to be like this? Well,
it'll definitely improve.
What's going to make it improve?
They'll be installing more and more base stations as time goes by.
Did the president mention if he was expanding OmniPort into any other markets, like Philadelphia, perhaps?
You don't have it down there, do you?
No.
No, they have it in Bethlehem.
Well, that's where I spent some unfortunate time last year, but...
So if you were in prison now, you could use a GSM phone. That's really ironic. Why don't they target Philadelphia? What's so great about Bethlehem? I don't mean to offend anybody. I'm saying Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. What's so great about that?
Well, it's a small town. I guess maybe they're test marketing it. I don't know.
It could be, because OmniPoint themselves has an office in Bethlehem. They have set up numerous roaming agreements in various other places. They have a roaming agreement now with Pacific Bell Mobile Systems, which covers the San Diego area. They have a roaming agreement with parts of Bell South and with some other company whose name I forget in the Southwest.
President Clinton's on the phone, and he wants us to move it along because he's scheduled to be up next at 9.
Okay.
Final remarks, everybody, because we have the president coming up.
Final remarks.
I understand the president will be announcing the O.J. verdict.
Will he?
At the beginning of his speech, yes.
Will he be using an OmniPoint phone?
I don't know. I think he'll be delivering it from the air, just to be safe. Bernie, I guess we'll be hearing from you in weeks ahead as we plan future things. I want to thank you for calling. Thank you very much for your pledge.
Oh, you're welcome. It's the least I could do.
Yes. Well, I think you've done more than you definitely should do, and I'm glad that you inspired other listeners to call up as well.
So am I.
And just stay in touch with us. We'll let people know what you're up to in the weeks and months ahead.
Thanks for your program. It's
great. All right. Take care, Bernie.
Bye-bye.
And Roman, we want to thank you very much for your generous donation of escape accounts.
You're welcome.
Thanks for providing that service for everybody in New York.
Thanks for everyone who's listening who donated.
Yes, it made a big difference.
To help BAI.
Yeah, our figure right now is 3,300, which is not bad at all, considering that we were on at a time when nobody knew we were on, and we were on for half the time we were supposed to be on. That's not bad, not bad at all. Imagine if we had done the full 3 hours at the time we were supposed to be on. Oh, we can only dream about that. Okay, we are out of time now. The president is waiting, isn't he?
I have no idea. I got to find the president.
We got to find the president's button here, which is someplace around here.
I know where his button is. I don't know.
All right, well, enough talk about the president's button there. Stay tuned to WBAI for the latest updates in the Clinton speech and also the LJ verdict. And we'll be back again, not next week, but in 2 weeks at our regular time of 8 p.m. with a regular program, as regular as we can make it, I guess. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. Thanks very much for all your support and for helping out this radio station and just for being there. This is Manuel Goldstein for Fiber Optic and Roman and Bernie and everybody else. Good night.
The telephone keeps ringing, so I ripped it off the wall. I cut myself while shaving. Now I can't make a call. It couldn't get much worse. But if they could, they would. Oh, Billy Bomb for the best, expect the worst. I hope that's understood. But Billy Bomb!
Good evening and welcome to Pacifica Radio's live coverage of the State of the Union. Which embodies it more, the president giving a speech before a joint session of Congress, or a nation awaiting a second verdict in the O.J. Simpson trial? The president has already rescheduled his annual speech once, so it wouldn't compete with the Miss USA beauty pageant. This time, it seems that his moment in the spotlight is being preempted by a pageant of a different kind, as most networks and viewers are more interested in the outcome of the wrongful death civil suit against O.J. Simpson than they are in President Clinton's promises for the next 4 years. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Pacifica Radio's daily political talk show called Democracy Now!, and I'm joined by three guests. I'm joined by Pacifica Network News commentator Saul Landau in the studios here in Washington, Pacifica News Director Patricia Guadalupe, and we're joined by Professor Ron Walters, Professor of Afro-American Studies at the University of Maryland, Senior Fellow at the Academy of Leadership.
To escort the President of the United States into the chamber.
In the background, you hear Newt Gingrich,
the
Speaker of the House.
The gentleman from Texas, Mr. DeLay. The gentleman from Ohio, Mr. Boehner. The gentleman from California, Mr. Cox. The gentleman from Arkansas, Mr. Dickey. The gentleman from Arkansas, Mr. Hutchinson. The gentleman from Missouri, Mr. Gephardt. The gentleman from Michigan, Mr. Bonnier. The gentleman from California, Mr. Fazio. The gentlewoman from Connecticut, Mrs. Kennelly. The gentleman from Arkansas, Mr.
That again is the Speaker of the House. And just a few weeks ago in this very place was a decision reached by the Congress, and that was to reprimand House Speaker Newt Gingrich. Now we hear Vice President Al Gore.
The United States into the House chamber. The Senator from Mississippi, Mr. Lott. The Senator from Oklahoma, Mr. Nichols. The Senator from Florida, Mr. Mack. The Senator from Georgia, Mr. Coverdell. the senator from Idaho, Mr. Craig, the senator from Kentucky, Mr. McConnell.
Amy, I think this is going to be very interesting because the senator from President Clinton has promised that the American public, whatever else they get in the next 4 years, are going to get from him a good education. And I think that's absolutely true. They're going to see Class A lying as they've never seen it before in American history. Now, I'm not saying it's just the president's going to do it. There's a lot of other gentlemen that have been, you know, when they say the word gentleman, you know what they mean here. How come there are no women yet that have been introduced? Anyway, we're going to hear the president tonight, and I hope that he doesn't complain about his bad. Here he comes now.